Shalom, good afternoon, everyone.
大家平安。
I'm determined to preach in English so that the English-speaking congregation will not switch off on me.
所以我用英文去讲道，好像让我们的年轻人能够更加注意听我的道。
Happy Mother's Day, everyone.
母亲节快乐。
I'm really impressed by the children choir today.
我今天看到你们小孩子唱歌，我实在非常的感动。
I have been in the U.S. for more than 20 years.
我在美国已经超过二十年的时间。
Seeing a children cry to present a song is expected. I'm telling you, it's expected.
所以我看到儿童诗班呢，是我所预期到的。
But to hear them to sing a mother song in Mandarin is the first time.
但是
20 years in the U.S.
听到他们唱母亲节的歌，而且是用中文来唱，这个是我第一次领受。
Let's give a clap of hands to the choir director for good job well done.
那么我们为这个儿童诗班的班长献上感谢。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Dear my Father, on this Mother's Day, I want to pray to you, and I pray that you lead and guide the worship today. Help us to hear your voice. Open our hearts, open our ears, and help us to practice what you are going to tell us today. I also pray for myself that you cleanse me with your blood.So that I can be used by the Holy Spirit to deliver your word. I also pray for my brother, TC, that he will also have the wisdom from you to interpret in a way that you have intended him to. We pray all this in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Somebody said that between Easter and Christmas,
有人见你说从复活节到圣诞节的中间
the Sunday worship that's most attended in the church should be Mother's Day.
他们说聚会人数最多的应该是母亲节。
Between Easter and Christmas.
就是在这个复活节跟圣诞节的中间。
I'm a very brave person.
我是一个非常勇敢的人。
But that's one thing I would never do.
但是有一件事情呢我从来没有做过的。
It's not to preach a Mother's Day sermon.
就是不要在母亲节里面那天讲到。
For one time, I preach something else.
因为有一次我是在母亲节去讲别的道。
Afterwards, my deacon went up again and preached for another half an hour.
然后我的同工就控告我，你为什么母亲节不讲母亲节？
No, he went up to preach for another half an hour. I'm not saying.
然后我们的同工就上来再讲半个钟头的道。
I tell you, it's really difficult to preach on Mother's Day.
其实在母亲节讲道是非常非常困难的事情。
The main reason is the sermon is so predictable.
因为他的道是可以大可预料到的。
Your mom is awesome, so honor her.
我们说母亲真伟大，我们要敬重她。
Or you may preach about tell the congregation how to be a mom.
也许你可以讲一个如何成为良母的一个道。
The third kind is you wish everybody a happy Mother's Day.
另外一种讲法呢，就是一开始就说母亲节快乐。
And then you preach something else.
然后你就讲别的道。
It's so predictable.
所以是这个是太可预料的。
But that's not the thing I find challenging to preach on Mother's Day.
但是今天的道我是有一个很大的挑战。
Because I find out Mother's Day may not be a happy day for everyone.
因为我发现母亲节并不是说每一个女性都会快乐的。
Some of you may not want to come to church today.
有些女性不愿意在母亲节来到教会。
Because your mother is no longer alive and you miss her.
因为他们的母亲已经去世了，你非常的想念她。
Or maybe you have a mom that's very sick and you wonder how much longer she's going to be with you.
也许你的母亲正在生病，你也不知道她能够活多久。
Or maybe you have never got a chance to get married and you don't have the chance to be a mom.
也许你从来没有结过婚，你根本就没有机会做一个母亲。
Or maybe some of you experienced the devastating loss of a child.
有些母亲可能她已经经历到她小婴孩的去世。
Very sad to say, I came across people in the congregation who wish they had never had children.
但是我在我的会友当中也碰到一些女性，他真的很希望有一个孩子。
They don't want to. They regret to have children.
他不希望他有孩子。
I think that there may be some of you who do anything to be a mom.
但是有些人呢，想尽办法，希望能够做妈妈。
So I'm going to preach a sermon on the fourth kind, not the three other kinds.
所以我今天的道注重在第四种的女性。
Today we are going to look at 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 1 to 20.
今天我们的经文是记在撒母耳记第一章从一到了二十节。
The topic today is I want to be a mother.
今天讲到的题目是我要做妈妈。
We are going to look at a lady, her name is called Hannah.
我们要看到圣经里面有一个姐妹，她的名字叫哈拿。
She faced some major challenges in her life.
她面对一个生命当中很严重的一个挑战。
We saw that she had a strong desire to be a mom.
因为她有一个很强烈的意愿，希望她能够做妈妈。
But she didn't stop there.
但是她没有停在那里。
We look at her, we saw that she was a wonderful model of motherhood.
我们再看看她呢，其实她是一个很好的一个良母的一个模范。
And because of that, I think this Mother's Day sermon has something to say to each of us here.
因此，这个讲到了，可以应用在每一个人的身上。
Let me talk a little bit about the setting of today's passage.
首先，我先讲讲这个故事的背景。
In 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 11,
在哥林多前书第十章第十一节有这样子的话。
These things happened to them as examples and were written down as warnings for us.
他们遭遇这些事都要作为鉴戒，并且写在经上，正是警戒。我们这末世的人
although we are looking at a real historical story
虽然我们是看一个真实的人类历史的故事
but there are definitely things that we can learn from it
但是我们从中可以汲取很多的属灵的教训
in the Hebrew Bible 1 Samuel followed right after the book of Judges
在希伯来的圣经呢跟我们的有点不同他们的撒母耳记上是紧紧的跟着士师记
so we can say that First Samuel is picking up what the book of Judges left off.
所以我们可以见你说，撒母耳记其实是承受士师记留下的凄凉的光景。
If you describe that generation,
因为在这个时代里面
，you can say that time was bad.
你可以说，在士师时代是一个非常不好的时代。
Not only bad, it's really, really bad.
不是说非常坏。
So the Judges, chapter 21, verse 25, it says.
所以在圣经二十一节这样子讲四世纪。
In those days, Israel had no king. Everyone did as they saw fit.
那时以色列中没有王，个人任意而行。
I'm going to use a lot of the letter P to help you to remember today's sermon.
So 我会用英文字母 P 来让你记得今天我讲的道。
From the life of Hannah, the first thing we can learn.
从哈拿的生活当中，我们第一件事情可以学到的是。
The first main point.
第一个主要的重点。
There are two P's.
就是有两个 P 就代表。
Problems and pains.
一个就是问题，一个就是困苦。
The first point I want to make is.
第一个点我要说明的。
The people of God are not exempted from problems and pains.
基督徒神的子民并不是说一帆风顺没有痛苦
We can see that a woman's inability to bear a child can cause a lot of pain
我们知道一个女人能够怀孕是一个非常痛苦的事情
We look at the life of Hannah
我们看看哈拿这个姐妹
Her problem is mainly that she could not give birth to a child
她的问题就是因为她没有办法生育孩子。
In today's context, it's very difficult to understand.
在我们今天的文化当中，我们好像不太了解。
There was a church I pastored before.
这个我以前曾经在一个地方牧会。
The husband and wife had an agreement.
他们夫妻有一个的默契。
They will not have children.
他们说我们不要孩子。
But they both determined they're going to have a dog.
然后他们决定去领养一个孩子。
So when I ask them, "No, do you have any child?" They say, "Yes, we have a child."
所以你问他，你们孩子啊？他说，啊，我有啊。
So in today's context, very difficult to understand.
在我们今天的文化，我们不容易了解。
I tell you honestly, there are times I have two dogs. I love my dogs. There are times that I love more than my children. I confess.
我诚实跟你讲，有一段时间，因为我家里有两个小狗，我爱我的狗多过爱我们的孩子。
Being a parent of a teenager is really challenging.
如果你的孩子到了青少年的时期，这个不是容易处理的事情。
So it's very difficult for us to understand what's the problem of Hannah.
所以我们就有困难了解为什么这个哈拿面对那么多困难呢？
You know, they live in a time when it's very agricultural.
因为他是住在一个跟我们文化不同的社会里面。
Agricultural society.
就是一个农业社会。
If you want to do something with agriculture,
如果你要做农事，
you need children.
你需要孩子来帮忙。
Not only children, you need boys and men.
不但是孩子，你还需要男孩子，而且需要男人。
You cannot survive without children.
如果你做农夫的话，你没有孩子去帮你忙，你这个事业是不能成功的。
Moreover,
再说，
only boys can inherit their parents' inheritance.
在那个社会，只有男孩子才能承受父亲的产业。
And also in the mind of Israel.
而且在这个希伯来人的思想当中，
Their child may be the Messiah that God has promised.
而且他们也有这种盼望，也许我的孩子是男孩子，可能是成为弥赛亚。
Because of the problem of not being able to have children.
因为你有孩子。
Hannah couldn't have children.
但是哈拿呢就没有孩子。
That was a problem.
这个就是他的最大的困难。
The problem led to a lot of pain.
那么这个困难呢，就因此带来很多的困苦。
Lady inability to give birth caused a lot of pain.
女性能够生孩子呢，也有她的问题，因为生产是非常痛苦的事情。
It's always difficult.
是非常困难的面对的问题。
I counsel a couple for almost 5 years.
我常常跟一些夫妻来有这个婚姻上面的讨论。
They went through all kinds of modern technologies allowable by the Bible.
他们用了很多科技的方法，希望有孩子。
But it still cannot conceive.
但是他们还不能怀孕。
So Hannah was not exempted from this pain and problem.
所以哈拿呢，也不能免去这种所谓信徒当中所碰到的困难。
One thing I find out being a pastor.
有一件事情我发现，当牧师的话。
People respond to our pain and problem can cause a problem and pain to be bigger.
因为有些人把困难告诉你的时候，你的回应可能引起他更大的困难。
Look at Hannah.
我们看看这个哈拿这个姐妹。
She already had her pain and problem full.
她的问题呢，实在是太满了。
But then the problem was people responded.Poorly to her problem.
因为别人对她没有生育这个事情有一种不良的反应。
You look at her husband.
你看看她的丈夫。
The wife of the other husband. The other wife of the husband.
还有你看看她丈夫的另外一个妻子。
She provoked Hannah.
这个妻子呢，常常使她生气，不谅解她。
So 1 Samuel chapter 1 verse 6.
所以在第六节。撒母耳就这样子讲。
Because the Lord had closed Hannah's womb, her rival kept provoking her in order to irritate her.
因为神使她不能生产，所以她丈夫的另外一个太太就使到折磨她，没有同情心，而且取笑她。
The other wife was not thankful for what the Lord has given her.
因为有另外那个她丈夫的另外一个太太。虽然有孩子，但是他没有把感谢献给神。
Sometimes you realize what you receive from the Lord may become a problem to other people.
因为他觉得神给你这个孩子，也许你认为这个事情引起别人的困苦。
So during Thanksgiving,
所以我们怎么会感谢呢？
During Thanksgiving Day.
在这个感恩节的时候呢？
It's good to tell the to give.Give thanks to the Lord for finding a job and having a baby.
那么我们常常做见证，说神给我们的工作，神也赐给我们的孩子啊。
But my advice to you is be very, very careful.
但是我们做牧师的讲这种话呢，是要必须要非常的小心。
Because there may be people who lost their jobs.
因为有些人可能没有工作。
Or maybe they lost a baby.
有些人失去他的亲爱的孩子。
But you cannot stop that.
但是你不能停止，也不能不面对这些问题。
But the problem of the other way.
但是我们从另外一个角度也看到一种。
The other wife of the problem.
哦，看到另外那个太太，就是她丈夫的另外一个太太的问题。
She got something special.
因为她有一些很特别的。
Then she kind of provoked the people who had not.
因为她折磨取笑另外一个太太，因为她没有孩子。
When you look at another person,
当我们看到别人的时候，
The husband also make very irrelevant respond.
你们想到这个丈夫呢，他的反应也是一个非常不切题的反应。
Verse 8.
我们看看第八节。
Her husband would say to her, Hannah, why are you weeping? Why don't you eat? Why are you downhearted? Don't I mean more to you than 10 sons?
她的丈夫就说，你为什么不吃呢？你为什么愁眉苦脸呢？难道我不比十个孩子更好吗？
You think what my son said to me yesterday when we fight and argue?
昨天我跟我的儿子有点争吵。
He said, "Daddy, you totally missed the point."
他说，爸爸，你完全不了解我的意思。
The husband's point is, if you have me, you know, it's more than better than 2 10 cents.
那么汉娜的丈夫说，如果你有我了，不是比十个孩子更好吗？
It's a very poor response.
你有没有想到，这个是一个非常不好的一个回应？
I think the set of things is a third kind of person respond.And Priest Eli.
因为另外一个人对哈娜引起压力的就是那个牧师以利。
Misunderstood. So verse 13 to 14, Hannah was praying in her heart and her lips was moving, but her voice was not heard. Eli thought she was drunk and said to her, "How long are you going to stay drunk? Put away your wine."
那么这个牧师，这个祭司看到哈娜在祷告的时候，只看他的嘴唇在动，但是听不到声音，他就说，你为什么喝酒了？把你的酒杯放下来吧。
Imagine you went to the pastor and talk to him.
你想象你有问题，跑到牧师的面前跟他交通。
And you are praying very seriously.
而且你很严肃的祷告。
But then the pastor said to you, Have you drank any whiskey?
那么你在祷告的时候，牧师反而问你，你为什么在醉酒呢？你是不是喝了一些威士忌走了酒了？
If you imagine Hannah came to today's worship,
如果你想想哈娜今天来到我们中间聚会，
she has somebody who provoked her.
我们会不会有人去惹她的发怒呢？
Her husband was very lack of understanding.
她的丈夫失去对她的了解。
And the pastor said something which is totally way out of line.
然后她的牧师讲一些根本不关痛痒的话。
I can imagine that it must be very difficult.
我相信这个哈拿一定碰到一个非常困难的局面。
Sometimes people respond very poorly to a person's pain and problem, right?
常常我们对别人的痛苦有一个不正确的反应。
I always have a mixed feeling when I come to Mother's Day.
我常常在母亲节的时候有一种不能说出来那种奇怪的感觉。
When I serve in a particular church in California,
当我在加州当牧师的时候，
There's a particular sister,
有某一个姐妹，
She liked to say something.
她愿意说一些话。
Whatever happened,
不管你怎么事情发生，
She would like to say, "Praise the Lord."
她总是说，感谢神，赞美神。
So in the church, she used to have a nickname.
所以在教会里面，她有一个召号，号
Praise the Lord.
就是赞美神。
Do you think it's a good nickname or not?
你觉得这个叫赞美神是不是一个 很好的小名呢
？1991, I was serving in the church.
在1991年，我在一个教会牧会。
I had some good news. Oh, my wife was pregnant.
那个时候，我的太太怀孕，这个是一个好消息。
But then on Mother's Day, my wife suffered a miscarriage.
但是在就是在母亲节那天，我的太太流产。
And this praise the Lord came to me to try to comfort me.
那么这个叫赞美神这个姐妹就来我的家来安慰我。
And she said to me, "Oh, is Simo okay?"
她说 "Is your wife okay?"
Oh, she's getting better now.
And I said, "She's getting 她说她好一点。
Praise the Lord.
她说赞美神啊。
And then what she said afterwards shocked me.
And then 最后，然后讲完以后，他就再跟我见面。
You know, Pastor, you and your wife are still young.
他说你跟你的太太还是年轻啊。
You still have many opportunities to have children.
你还有很多的机会生第二个孩子啊。
And then you know what she said?
你看他怎么讲呢
？Praise the Lord.
他说赞美神。
I mentioned it not as a complaint.
我在这里提出来，我并不是在这里抱怨。
Sometimes on Mother's Day, some people face problem and the problem leads to the pain.
因为在母亲节的时候，人碰到很多的问题，而且在母亲节的时候，特别把它严重化。
One time I read a poem by the name of Louis Taylor.
有一次我读到一首诗歌一首诗是从这个 Louis Taylor 这个作家写的。
The poem's name is Child's Mother.
这首诗有一个题目叫没有孩子的妈妈。
Okay, let me finish it and I will allow TC to translate, okay? I am a childless mother. There's an empty hole in my heart where my child is supposed to be. Where there should be squeals and laughter. There's nothing but mind-numbling silence. And look, there in the corner sitting idly, waiting, is a child's rocker. My rocker.The rocker that I used to sit in and imagine, rocking my baby instead of just a doll. And I realized that as empty as that rocker seems, my arms feel even heavier with the emptiness. How can emptiness feel so heavy? That emptiness carries my broken dreams, my disappointments, my resentment. Flutterby kisses never shed, laughter never hurt, tears never brush away, all weigh more than a child ever will.There's an empty hole in my heart where my child is supposed to be.
我是没有孩子，我是没有孩子的妈妈，心中有一个空洞。这个洞应该是我孩子的家，应该是有尖声啼哭和笑哈哈的声音，但却是一片令人思想麻木的静寂。看啊，在角落那一边有一个没有动摇的摇椅啊，原来。是摇婴孩用的摇椅，岂非我曾经坐过，在那里抱这个想象中的婴孩，而非一个洋娃娃吗？啊，我明白了，摇椅虽然是空，但我抱着婴孩的手背却觉得非常的沉重。空虚会带来重量吗？空虚带来美梦的破碎。我的失望，我的愤怒，和那荡荡的香槟，无人可以分享。笑声听不到，眼泪擦不掉，孩子的重量永远感觉不到，心中的空洞应是我孩子的家，但是我仍是没有孩子的妈妈。
You know the second biggest surprise today?
你知道今天最我们惊讶的是什么呢？
I'm so impressed by TC translation of the poem. Let's give it a clap of hands, okay? Wonderfully done. Good job.
Okay.
So first point I want to make from Hannah is,
所以第一个点，我们从哈娜中间学习教训。
We as Christians are not exempt from problems and pain.
第一，我们基督徒神的子民，并不是不会碰到困难。
The second point I really want to make here.
第二点，我要很清楚告诉大家。
The third P is prayers.
就是第三个 P 所代表的，就是要祷告。
When we face our pain and problems.
当我们碰到外在的困难的时候
，We can take our pains and problems to the Lord in prayers.
我们可以把我们的重担带到施恩座前。
First Samuel chapter 1 verse 10.
从撒母耳记第一章第一到第十节。
In her deep anguish, Hannah prayed to the Lord, weeping bitterly.
她说汉娜因为她所处的情况很用心的向上帝祷告。
I think during our deepest pain,
在我们在这个严重的痛苦的当中，
even if it means only to be weeping before the Lord,
有时候我们实在要需要先哭，然后再到主的面前。
We can pray like that.
我们可以不怕，就这样子祷告。
We can take our pain to the Lord.
我们把我们的重担，我们的痛苦拿到主的面前。
We can put all whatever is troubling us and put it before the Lord.
把我们的重担放在他的脚前。
I like an old gospel song.
有一个一个福音传统的音乐。
Take your burden to the Lord.
把重担带到主的面前。
I like the second part and leave it there.
然后注意下一句话，把这个重担留在那里。
You may be weeping, you feel sad with pain and problem on Mother's Day.
你可能在母亲节的时候有痛苦，有一些讲不出来的困惑，但是你把这些重担带到主的面前。
Even though you can only weep,
因为你可能什么东西都不知道怎么讲，只能哭。
Hannah weep bitterly.
但是圣经里面讲到哈拿呢，苦苦的在那边哭。
We all have problems and pains in our lives.
我们在人生当中都是有困苦，都是有问题。
To move forward.
但是我们必须要向前。
We need a third P. We need to come to the Lord in prayers.
但是我们实在是需要第三个 P， 就是 prayer， 就是祷告的意思。
That's what Hannah did.
这个就是 Hannah 所做的事情。
The third point I want to make is.
第三点我要讲的。
The fourth P.
就是第四个 P。
Provision.
就是上帝的供应。
When we face pain and problems in our lives,
当我们碰到在生命当中困难、难题、没有办法解决的事情的时候，
we pray.
我们去祷告。
Then we can trust God's provision for us.
让我们完完全全相信耶稣是会供应我们。
God has His provision for Hannah.
神对哈拿是有丰富的供应。
She gave her peace.
神供给她平安。
Verse 18, she said, "May your servant find favor in your eyes."
她说。
Then she went her way and ate something, and her face was no longer downcast.
圣经来讲到，她祷告以后呢，她就开始吃饭，而且她脸上的愁容就不见了，而且她就欢欢喜喜。
Before she could not eat.
在这个事情祷告以前呢，她不能吃饭。
She could not talk.
他也不能讲话。
If the Bible said, "Oh, she got pregnant," then she had peace. Now then, it's understandable.
如果圣经这样子说，啊，你现在怀孕了，那她现在就很高兴了，可以吃饭了。那这个我们可以了解。
But as a Christian, I will experience some kind of wonderful peace.
做基督徒，我们常常会经历到一些非人所想象到的平安。
Before the problem and pain are being resolved.
外面的问题虽然还是存在，
you haven't seen the light at the end of the tunnel，
是因为你还没有看到这个隧道前面的光。
But God gives you a special peace，
但是神却给你一个世界不能夺取的平安。
And that totally turned your life around，
这样子的心态就让你的生命完完全全的改观。
When we pray，
当我们祷告，
We can trust God's provision for us.
我们要把信靠顺服完全相信神会供应。
I like what C.S. Lewis said.
C.S. Lewis 这个基督教作家曾经讲这样子一句话，
God whispers to us in our pressures, speaks in our conscience, but shouts in our pains. It is his megaphone to rouse the dead world.
他说在平静安稳的时候，神用细语跟你讲话，但是在风暴来的时候，神就像扩音器一样，把它大声的在你耳边叫起来，好叫这个 静默的世界可以听得到。
Do you believe that God always answers our prayers?
你觉不觉得上帝常常都会答应我们的祷告呢？
To our pains and problems.
他会解决我们的痛苦跟问题吗？
I use a traffic light as an indication. I use a traffic light.
我现在用这个交通灯来做一个比喻。
The light that we like a lot is green light.
有一个灯是你们都喜欢的，就是绿灯。
We pray.
我们祷告。
God answers exactly what we pray about.
那么上帝呢，就照你所讲的回应你。
So green light represents what?
所以这个绿灯代表什么呢？
Go.
就是你去。
好 ，Go.
去。
But God's answer is not just that.
但是神的回应不一定常常是这样子啊。
Sometimes.It can be a red light.
有时候给你一个红灯。
Red light is what?
红灯是代表什么？
It's not go, it's no.
就是不是说去，那是说不要去。
No, it's not bad at all.
不要去也不是太坏。
Because in the midst of facing a no, it's the time for us to grow.
因为上帝借着这些不同的灯呢，让我们在属灵的生命当中可以长进。
I think the hardest thing is not red.Not green, it's yellow.
但是最令人困惑的就是，也不是绿灯，也不是红灯，那是黄灯。
I can see that Hannah pray about that every time. He went up to the temple.
那么 Hannah 呢，就进到圣殿里面祷告。
For a long time, God didn't seem to answer.
因为很长的时间，也许是几年的时间，神好像没有应允他。
But God did answer.
但是神却回答他的问题。
Not immediately,
他不是马上回答，
but slowly.
但是是慢慢的向哈娜回答。
So if people ask you, do God answer prayers?
所以如果人家问你一个问题，神有没有听你的回应你的祷告啊？
Yes.
答案就是 yeah, 一定。
It can be go.
他可能是去。
It can be know and grow.
可能是停止，但是以后你可以去。
It can be snow.
但是可能也是绝对的否定。
Let me tell you a very, very true story.
我现在告诉你一个真实的见证。
There was a mom who was very sad facing Mother's Day.
因为有一个母亲在母亲节的时候，她非常的不高兴。
She was praying like Hannah.
她祷告好像 Hannah 的祷告一样。
Lord, please look at me.
说上帝啊，你看看我。
Please help me.
请你帮助我。
Then he wanted to hear something from the Lord.
他希望从神里面听到一些声音。
But then something popped up in her head.
但是在脑海当中突然间有个意念出现。
My daughter, I'm tenderizing your heart.
上帝说，我现在是让你的心能够柔软。
This lady loved to cook.
那么这个女人呢，她很喜欢煮饭。
But she's a vegetarian.
但是她是一个不吃肉的人。
He had never tenderized meat.
她从来没有这个把这个肉变成很软这种的经历。
Then she thought tenderizing meat involved rubbing it with a little bit of sea salt, and then put it in a marinade until it became soft and relaxed, and then you cook.
他以为这个肉要它软的话很简单嘛，你就跟他按摩一下，把些海盐撒在上面，而且跟他泡汤泡一下。
It was like giving your steak a spa treatment.
但是你这样子做，你觉得你这个牛排会软下来吗
？And then she heard God say, "I'm tenderizing your heart."
但是他不断的听到，好像似乎有个声音说，我要使你的心，柔软。
She didn't feel that God was marinating and massaging her.
她好像没有觉得上帝是在跟她按摩一样。
So she decided to go online.
然后她就去网络去找这个如何把这些牛排变得不硬。
How to tenderize a steak?
怎么样把这个牛排变成不硬邦邦的
？Then a 30-second video pop up.
但是突然间有一个。有一个影片出现
，and the lady was standing in front of a raw steak.
那么就有一个煮饭的女人在一块牛排的前面。
And then she was talking loudly, cheerfully, and dancing.
那么她就很高兴的一面唱歌，一面去开始处理她的牛排。
And then she took out something like a medieval torturing machine.
然后她突然间拿一个东西呢，好像中世纪要来行刑的工具。
And then she used such a way, start hitting the stick, bam, 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 like that.
然后她就拿起那个工具，一直在向那个牛排去打。
And then the video stopped with her thing, Miss Wing stopping over there high in the air.
然后在这个影片在她最紧张的关头，这个影片停下来了，最后一个形象就是她举起那个东西。
And the lady said,
那么那个女看这个这个影片的人就说
，I think tenderizing is just kind of soft massage, like spa treatment. How can it be bam 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 like that?
我觉得这个如果要这个牛排很嫩的时候，我们就跟他按摩一下，放一些盐，再泡汤一下就好了嘛。
Then he said to God.
然后他跟上帝讲
，Why are you doing this to me?
他说，你为什么这样不这样子
？Why are you tenderizing me like that?
为什么你要使我的心软化是用这种方法呢
？Why don't you give me an easier way?
你可不可以给我一个比较简单的容易的方法呢
？Why don't you just massage me a little bit and let help me give me a spa treatment?
为什么？你好像这个软化我想象的软化牛排的方法就给他按摩一下就好了。
I tell you how many times when I say pain and problems, I pray to the Lord, I don't like his provision.
每次我碰到困难的时候，我诚实告诉你，我不喜欢上帝给我的解答。
But one thing I experience, God always answers our prayers.
但是有一件事情我是常常经历到，就是上帝一定会回应我们的祷告。
When I was preparing this sermon, something came up in my mind.
当我预备今天的讲章的时候，有一个意念呈现在我的脑海当中。
I don't want to change the mood of Mother's Day. I want it to be a happy one.
我希望这个母亲节是一个快乐的母亲节。
But there's a church that's very special. A church very special. They did something very special.
但是有一个教会，它是一个做一些很特别的事情。
They call it a Hannah Service or Hannah Ministry.
他就有一个聚会，这个聚会的名字呢叫哈拿的崇拜聚会。
For those who want to be happy on Mother's Day,
那些希望在母亲节得到快乐的
，It's good.
这个是好啊。
For those who want to take pictures of the children, say good.
但我们小孩子唱歌的时候，我们去跟他照相，这个时候也是很好啊。
But for those who are not up to it,
但是有些母亲。有些女性并不是这样。
Who face a lot of pain and problem.
因为她碰到很多生活上面实际的问题。
Came on Thursday night.
这个意念在礼拜四。
Came on Thursday night before Mother's Day.
这个哈娜的崇拜聚会呢，就在Thursday 礼拜四的晚上。
All you need to bring is a box of tissue paper.
所以他们祷告的时候，就是拿着一个纸巾。
For those who find it hard to face Mother's Day, you can come on Thursday.
那些如果有困难面对母亲节的时候，你就不礼拜天来，礼拜四来嘛。
Hannah has something to say to each of us.
因为这个哈拿，这个聚会的主人有话跟你们说。
God's people are not exempt from problems and pains.
所以我们再重复一次，上帝的子民并不是说一帆风顺，天是长蓝。
But God's people can take their pains and problems to the Lord in prayers.
但是我们有一个特权，就是把我们的困难带到施恩座前。
God's people can trust God's provision to face their pains and problems.
我们可以依靠主，相信他的供应，然后我们过人生的生活。
Since Sunday should be happy Mother's Day, not a sad Thursday night Hannah service.
因为礼拜天应该是一个快乐的母亲节，不像礼拜四那个晚上那个哈拿的崇拜聚会。
So I want to finish on a high note.
所以我最后就用这样子来结束。
Let's finish the sermon by giving tribute to our mothers.
首先我在 讲完这个道以前呢，我们向道向我们的母亲致敬。
M is for the million things she gave me。
那么母亲 mother 这个字呢，也可以很有意思。第一个字是 M， 是代表母亲给我们她所有的一切。
O means only that she's growing old。
O 就是母亲，因为她付出了太多，她也一天一天慢慢的衰老。
T is for the tears she shed to save me。
母亲的眼泪就是我们的礼物。
H is for her heart of purest gold。
母亲的心好像金金一样那样宝贵。
E is for her eyes with love light shining。
母亲的眼睛好像有爱的明灯。
R means right, and right she always be。
母亲的爱是永远不会错的，因为母亲的爱是从上帝而来的。
You see three statements about your mom on Mother's Day。
所以你看到这些在母亲节所学到的教训吗
？Your mom is always right on Mother's Day。
你的母亲永远是对的。
Rule number one, your mom is always right。
不管是谁，你的妈妈总是对的。
Rule number two，
这个第
she may be wrong。
第二个就是她可能会错。
But look to rule number three。
但是你要看看第三个原则。
Your mom is always right。
但是你的母亲必定不会错。
Let's give our mom a meaningful and happy Mother's Day today。
那么我们有掌声啊，庆祝我们在座的母亲。
Thank you, TC, for doing a good job. I'm very difficult to translate, but good job. Okay, let's give him also a job. I will ask Brother TC to finish in Mandarin, and I won't be translating for you. Okay, yeah.
愿荣耀归给神。主啊，今天谢谢你给我们一个美好的信息，因为这个信息不单单是为了母亲，而是为了所有的女性，也为了男人。因为在哈拿的心中 的经历当中，我们可以支取属灵的功课。你要我们亲近你，把我们的问题带到施恩座前，因为你是爱我们的神，你也是一切问题的答案。我们向你祈求祷告，奉耶稣基督的圣名。
阿们。
阿们。